Good morning. I beg your pardon because I'm a little bit nervous, facing completely very different people today and speaking in a language that I am not used to. So bear with me for a few minutes. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer.
Amen. Amen.
I bring the warmest greetings from the Northern Philippines, Episcopal Diocese of Northern Philippines, Bishop Brent Alawas, the diocesan bishop, and the faithful Anglicans, particularly at the Cathedral of All Saints, where I am serving, and its surrounding small churches, outstations. We call them outstations. Shalom Biharim is our greetings when you come to the Northern Philippines. That is a Hebrew word for peace upon the mountains, because we are living, the northern part is a mountainous part of the Philippines. And history tells us that the Northern Philippines was first inhabited by tribes, indigenous tribes, many indigenous tribes, that war is part of their lives. They can just declare war with the other tribe anytime. So when the church went there, the missionaries from America, the Episcopal Church in the USA, they saw it as a place where there is plentiful harvest, where they can harvest a lot. So the theme that the church, the diocese, is holding up to now, peace upon the mountains, is very meaningful up to this day. No longer tribal, there are few tribal wars, but there are still tribal wars going anytime. But the work of the church in the Philippines has changed a lot, has transformed the lives of the indigenous peoples in the north. And so we always say, Shalom Biharim, peace upon the mountains. You are always in our prayers, especially since this companion relationship was formally established. I think it was last year, right, Paddy? It was last year that our companionship was formally established during the visit of Bishop Melissa in the diocese and the coming of Bishop Brent, our diocesan bishop, here in Canada. At the cathedral, we have prayer warriors. We call them prayer warriors. A group of retirees, mostly women, who come maybe 20. The attendance is 20, and it can be more. But there is at least 20 retirees. Women who come to church every day at 6 o'clock in the morning for prayers and receive communion. And that is where we remember all our intercessions all over the world. So if we receive some prayers, requests from our partners all over the world, we pray during the week until the Sunday. So the Christ Church Cathedral is always in our prayers. While the rest of the churches are closed on weekdays, only to open the next Sunday. That is the nature of most of our churches in the Philippines. We meet on a Sunday and then close during the weekdays. We meet again the next Sunday. While all of those, most of the churches are like that, the women, the 20 women at the cathedral, keep the lamp and the light burning. It keeps the church open. It is a symbol in the community that the church is not closed, that the mission of Christ is not closed, that God is still alive, not only on Sunday, which is most people say for Anglicans, that we only meet on Sundays and then do your things on Monday to Saturday. But no, if people know that the Cathedral of All Saints is keeping the light burning with their everyday service, with their everyday prayers, it's not the case. I would like to liken that on our village experience, where before the discovery or before the coming of electricity in our village, we used the firewood. You're familiar with that? Yeah? We used the firewood to build fire, to cook our food, and even to have our light in the house. We used the firewood. And because in building a fire, we need the match. Are you familiar with the match? It's very primitive, but I think but still in use in our village. And we use the match. And the match is not always available. You can just, you get that. And you have to be very careful, because the next time you go to the store to buy, there will be no supply. Or you don't have the money to buy the next box of a match. So if you have a match, the box of a match, you would be very careful how to use it so that you will not lose any one stick. It's very, very, very expensive for us. So what we do is, because of the scarcity of a supply of a match, what we do is, if we build a fire, the firewood, after cooking, we do not put off the fire. We just put on the ashes surrounding it. So it's not actually extinguishing the fire. It's not actually putting off the fire, but preserving the fire. So that the next time you use it, the next time that you're going to cook your food, you just blow the ashes and then they build another fire. You don't need another match to build the fire. That is how I likened the ministry of the Cathedral of All Saints in the community. It's not putting off the fire at Sunday afternoon, but it's just keeping it warm for the next service. And all the churches are included. Those who close their doors, the building, I mean, is still warm during the week. This trip is a blessing. Our coming here, I have a companion, a lady priest also, but she is at St. Lawrence in Coquitlam. She's there with other members also. And this trip is a blessing because it gives more sense to what we are doing. To personally see and feel who you are connected to and who are you are connecting to and praying for makes a lot of difference than just by saying, I'm praying for you. Being here, meeting personally Father Peter, which I only met through the phone, and be here personally to be connected is something. It has a feeling that I cannot explain, that words cannot explain. It makes a big difference and a great impact to be here praying with a partner. Praying with a partner. There's no wonder why Jesus went from one village to another, from one synagogue to another, when he could just sit there in Jerusalem, or he can just stay in Galilee, he can just be comfortable where he is and say things and it can be done. He can say that. But Jesus did not. He went, the gospel reading says, he went from village to village, from synagogue to synagogue. Because it is when he was there that he physically, that he was drawn to compassion. There was a different feeling. that Jesus felt when he was with the people rather than when he was not with the people he is connecting to. Then he had that unique feeling to reach out when he was with the people himself. Giving is, in our church, I always say, because there are a lot of our members just say, can I just give my contribution? So we also distribute envelopes during special occasions. So we give them in their houses so that when they come, like on Pentecost Sunday, on special Sundays, we give special offerings. So we distribute envelopes. And there are members of our church who would say, oh, may I just give my envelope, get it, and somebody will put it in the offering basket. We appreciate that. But the presence, your presence in church is also much appreciated. It makes a difference when that person giving his contribution, giving his offering to the church, he or she himself drops it in church. It makes a lot of difference. So coming here and you going to the Philippines gives the real meaning of being a partner and companion. I am inviting you to visit the Philippines also, to share the feeling that I have, that we have today. I thank you, Her Grace, Bishop Melissa, Father Douglas, and Father Peter, for the invitation. And I am inviting you to visit and worship with the people and the faithful in the Philippines also. My experience tells me that a partner, a companion is necessary. A companion, a partner is always significant. Jesus even sent the disciples 2 by 2. The world is beginning smaller, but the task is becoming larger. Because people are being carried away by the allures of the world. There are many baptized Anglicans in my community who does not go to church. I don't know why. They come for baptism. We baptize them. But after that, we do not see them in church. It is telling us that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Jesus also saw that need, and he prayed for more laborers because the harvest is plentiful. In my diocese, the Episcopal Diocese of Northern Philippines, there are priests, even deacons, who serves as rectors and vicars of 2, 3, or 5 congregations. And they all prefer a Sunday worship. For a priest serving 5 congregations, and they all want a Sunday service at 9 o'clock in the morning, how could you do that? That's difficult. It's very difficult. So moving the time would mean to the parishioners they are not available for that time. That's the problem in my diocese. We lacked laborers so that even deacons would handle a congregation. So there will be no Eucharist, but there will be communion, but not the full celebration of the Eucharist. They just receive communion from the reserved sacrament. Amazingly, that when the campaign for the ordained ministry was intensified, so we try to campaign for people to go to the seminary. It's amazingly that those who are responding are from the communities in the far end, not at the center. and where tribal wars are rampant. That's so amazing that these people from the tribe warring communities were drawn to Jesus, and present themselves to join the ordained ministry. And that is how we see how transforming the work of the church is. Because these people from those who are used to tribal wars are coming to Jesus and presenting themselves also. There are many things to be done as number of people yearning for Jesus' love increases. We do pastoral visits and we meet different kinds of people exhausted by many afflictions. The question for us is, who will bring them Jesus' love? Who will bring them Jesus' love? I would like to end this with a story of the match again. The match. So remember the first story that I shared with you. The match. There is a box of match. So inside the box are the sticks, and they are used to stay in a dark room. Inside the box is a dark room. They are contented to stay there. They are happy to stay there together. But one day, the door opened. The door of the box opened. And they felt that there's something moving. Something like sorting the box inside. And everyone was afraid. They do not know what's going on and do not know what will happen. And then that finger picked one from the box, and then closed the door again. Those who are inside do not have any idea what will happen or what happened to the one, their brother or their sister, who was picked up and went out. They were afraid. They were afraid of what will happen. And this scene comes many times. The opening of the door, the taking of one brother or sister, then closing the door, then the next day the open again, and then getting another stick. But one day, these fingers, when he was sorting on the sticks inside the box, he accidentally got one which fell down. But he did not mind it. He get another from the box, and then close the box. And then, this is what happened. The fallen one saw what happened. The finger got the stick, and then light made a fire in the room that enlightens the room. That is what the fallen stick saw. And he was amazed that for how many years he was afraid to go out, for how many years he was wondering what happened to the brothers who were picked first. And so the fingers got the fallen one again and then put it back because he did not use it. Yeah, he did not use that. He used it. He used the one that she picked second. So he put it back in the box. And so they were excited. Those inside were excited. Oh, you came back. What happened? Where have you been? What did you see? And then this match shared to them and told them that it's so wonderful. This is what I saw. He says, our brothers and sisters gave off their life to give life to others. They gave off their lives so that others may live. From that time on, everybody inside the room, the box, wishes that the door will be opened and pray that they will be chosen. They pray that they will be chosen. They pray that they will be picked up so that they can do the same. Matthew's gospel underlines the importance of prayer in the reaping of God's harvest. A community that nourishes its faith through fervent prayer is apt to receive and to generate more pastoral workers for church ministry. I pray that each of us, regardless of age and time, would present ourselves to the honor of the harvest, willing to be chosen to bring light, to bring enlightenment, to bring life in the dark world, and eventually reap the harvest for the Lord. It would be very enough if we are able to bring a soul to the Master even without being an ordained person. God will say hallelujah for a person who could bring a soul to the Lord. Thank you very much. With all my heart, God bless you. To God be the glory, now and forever. Amen. Amen.